Now I see it. Yeah, I do.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Thank you, DomCon. I love DomCon, don't you? I love Doms. And I love cons. I am kind of a sucker for a good con, like a magician or a clever BDSM role player, not one of those silly politicians with a big mouth and small hands. But DomCon, awesome. Especially having been in and around the BDSM scene as I have since, whoa, the 1980s, and max since the 1970s, husband. And yeah, that was when it was underground and you couldn't even do it in your own house, let alone the Hilton Hotel. I mean, here we are. I mean, I think Conrad Hilton actually would have liked DomCon. And I know Paris Hilton probably does like DomCon. And well, Amor Hilton, hey, she's a regular on the Dr. Susan Block Show, where we have been exploring and documenting the amazing BDSM lifestyle. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
Amen.
Yes, indeed. From Betty Page to Betty Bondage. For over 25 years, we've been doing this. And who's been to the show? I recognize you. You. Okay, there's a few people here who have been to the show, but maybe some of you out there, though, yeah. Come, you can still go to the show. You know, it's on every Saturday night. I won't tell you where, an undisclosed location. But some of you might have grown up on the show. You back there? Yeah, exactly. When we were on LA Public Access and HBO, when we were one of the few TV shows exploring BDSM and latex and fetishes and fantasies corrupting your malleable young minds. I love it, I love it, I love it. I'm very kinky, I am. But, you know, I'm not like Trump. I'm more like Obama. And I do like to think before I speak. So I have these words. Actually, I've got a binder full of words. That's right. And I've got a word of gratitude for Mistress Cyan, yes, a fabulous femdom,
yeah,
and a life inspiration. Whip that cancer, and may it stay whipped. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
I met Mistress Cyan back in 2004 when she gave me my first public birthday spanking. Ooh, yeah. And it was yes, we do. It was scary, though, because unlike Trump, she's got big hands. What a very special lady, Mistress Cyan. In a way, she reminds me of another very special friend of mine named Lana, a voluptuous brunette with beautiful big brown eyes that sparkle as she flirts. And Lana loves to flirt. She has a couple of boyfriends, and sometimes she enjoys her gal pals even more. Yes, Lana loves to party, although she can be fierce when crossed. Mm-hmm. But she's quick to forgive, and she is a great peacemaker and a respected leader in her community. Strong, yet sweet. Queen Lana can even make the losers feel good that she's in charge. Some worship her physically, pleasing her and licking her and grooming her feet and her hair and her booty or other parts of her body. Now, if you displease her, she might chastise you, punish you, or smack you hard, or coldly ignore you. But she exudes empathy and eroticism and very feminine kind of wisdom, and you learn your lessons well. You know, in many ways, Lana is just like a lot of wonderful, dominant women here today. But Lana is not a woman, or even a human being. Lana is a bonobo. Meet the bonobos! Yeah! The make love, not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. Yes. Now, if you don't know a bonobo from a banana, please allow me to introduce you to the long-lost queenly cousins you never knew you had. As we take on the question, what do these great apes know about sex, about love, about BDSM that we don't know? What do bonobos know that we maybe ought to know? Before we answer that, here are four things we know about bonobos. One, bonobos are very close to us. That's right, genetically, they share almost 99% of our DNA. Wow, that's close. Now, even if you don't believe in science, if you're kind of spiritual or religious or something, you can just look into those big brown eyes and see those movements right here in the film. It's not synced to my talk, okay? So it's just here to give you a feel of life in Bonoboville, which has a lot of similarities to life in L.A., you know, with more hair, right? And less hairspray. Okay, so that's number one. This ain't no monkey business, right? These are great apes. We are great apes. Do you know the difference between an ape and a monkey? Ape and a monkey. What's the difference? I'll give you a hint.
I know.
Okay. Monkeys have tails. Very good. Pretty girl in the front. All right. Monkeys have tails. And, you know, they're not as close to us. Bonobos are very, very close to us. That's number one. Number two, bonobos have a lot of sex. Yes. That's right. With a capital X. Whew. Quantity and quality. May I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A, women?
A, women.
And they do it in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face, not just doggy style. Okay. More on that later. Much more on the sex. I know, I'm a tease, but I've got to get to a few other things. Number three, bonobos are the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. in the wild or captivity. Most apes and monkeys do kill each other sometimes, including humans, actually especially humans. But bonobos don't kill each other so far. This has something to do with all the sex, which is why we say that bonobos make peace through pleasure, with a little bit of pain. Yes, indeed, which brings us to number four. Females rule Bonoboville. It's amazing, it's amazing. Here we have an astonishingly effective, matriarchal, great ape culture in which the females gently but firmly rule the roost, keeping the males gentle but firm. This makes bonobos win our title of the most femdom apes on Earth. Okay, so they get the title, but how? How do they do this? And can we do it too? Well, in our own way, right? Without all the hair and the nose picking and, you know, some of that stuff. And with more latex, right? And high heels, right? Can I get an A women, you know? Yeah. In many ways, our dream society of female supremacy is alive and well in what we call Bonoboville. What is Bonoboville? Where is Bonoboville? Well, there are several different kinds, okay? So there's the wild Bonoboville, which is in the African rainforest, deep in the heart of the Congo, which is the native habitat of the wild, highly endangered bonobos. And there are bonobovilles in zoos and primate centers where captive bonobos live, such as our friends down at the San Diego Zoo. Yes, that's right. San Diego is the proud home of one of the greatest bonobo exhibits at any zoo in the world, as well as Goddess Faye and the Femdom Four. So San Diego. Go San Diego. Go bonobos. So, that brings me to human bonobovilles, where bonobo-esque people, such as I see a few right here in this room. Actually, I see a lot right here in this room. Yes, bonobo sapiens, if you will. This is where we do our thing in our bonobovilles. For instance, I call our community in West LA Bonoboville. And DomCon here is a kind of human bonoboville, you know, where we are relatively free to explore, relatively free. Freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, but restraint is a close second, if it's done right. Which brings me to number four again. Bonobos empower the females. And not just the young and fertile. MILFs rule Bonoboville. Often practicing a kind of BDSM bonobo style. Yes, we have some MILFs in the room, I see. You can be a MILF, you know, as soon as you have a baby, I guess so. So, yeah, MILFs rule Bonoboville, the moms, and they're sexy moms. And they often practice a kind of BDSM bonobo style to keep it sexy, yet under control and kind of balanced. And this does stand in stark contrast with the winner trumps all style of male dominant culture that the common chimps practice, and other great apes, for the most part humans as well. Where, you know, the bigger, stronger alpha males and their buddies get the best food and have the most sex, usually taking it by force. In fact, they routinely intimidate and batter and rape and sometimes kill the females. Huh. Sound familiar? As in the history of human civilization? Well, it's also common chimpville. But on the other side of the simian tracks is Bonoboville, where the guys are sweet as mangoes and generally well-behaved. They are very nice guys, even though they are bigger and stronger than the girls, and they have fangs, canines, that the girls don't have. So, you know, pretty interesting. What is going on here? What happened to the so-called law of the jungle? Doesn't might make right? Why do these big boys submit? Yeah. When physically speaking, they have the upper hand and the upper body strength and the fangs. Well, for starters, see number two. They have a lot of sex. Yeah. Bonobo males get laid a lot. That's right. So that kind of cools them out. Yes, you could say they enjoy frequent erotic encounters with confident, dominant females, as well as with each other. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. One popular male-male activity is penis fencing. En garde. So is rump rubbing, oral sex, anal play, and lots of hugs. And yes, apparently all that hot sex cools them out. So rape is rare and murder is non-existent in Bonoboville. Sound good? Can we have what they're having? I think so. I think we can, at least partially. And I hope with all my heart that bonobos can teach us how not to kill before we somehow teach them to kill. You know, it could happen. It could go either way, because we great apes are very close to each other DNA-wise, and many of our differences are cultural. So, we better wise up to bonobo wisdom. And what gives those bonobo gals that cultural edge? What makes them so confident? We humans have all sorts of issues with confidence, right? We're all doms and subs and vanilla and kinky. We all gotta deal with our low self-esteem and, you know, boosting our confidence. So what's the secret to the success of these bonobo gals? In a word, solidarity. Female bonobos cultivate strong girlfriend relationships. It's a numbers game. That's right. A single female bonobo is going to be overpowered for the most part by a single male bonobo. But two female bonobos can often prevail over one male. And with three, well, do the math. It is no contest. They can do that math. And the ladies win. Bonobo female camaraderie gives them an edge. Yes, comrades, thank you so much. Gives them that edge. Thanks to their food-rich rainforest habitat, bonobo girls get to hang out together, and they like to hang out together. And they forage, they eat, they raise their kids, they go shopping. Well, they don't really go shopping, but, you know, foraging is like shopping. And they have sex. And the guys, well, they like to hang around the girls. You know? Yeah, that's right, bonobo boys. They like to hang around the girls. After all, the girls know how to have fun. And there's a lot of sex going on, and the food is there, you know, and they'd better be good boys if they're going to get rewarded. Sound familiar? Kind of like a place like Sanctuary? And like many other femdom places, femdom bonobovilles popping up all over the world. But back to the real bonobos before we talk about the bonobo way movement. If a bonobo male is arrogant or ignorant enough to attack a female or her baby, her girlfriends will correct him. As Claudine André of Lola Ya Bonobo says, yes, sometimes it sounds like corporal punishment a little bit. They're teach him a lesson, sometimes painfully, but never lethally. Contrast this with common chimpville, where the males gang up on females or other males, but the females don't support each other. They just don't hang out together. They're kind of competitive, actually. So if and when a common chimp female is attacked by males, well, her fellow females, they got busy. You know, they kind of look the other way, rarely, never, lifting one hairy little finger to help their girlfriend, even if she cries in pain. If you're a bonobo female, your gal pals have your back. And it seems like sisterhood, right? But they're not actually even sisters, not blood sisters. They migrate at puberty into new groups, basically moving into groups with strangers, where strangers become friends, really good friends. What makes bonobo female friendships so good? So powerful. What do you think? What do you think makes their friendship so good? I mean, sororities or religion? Sex! Very good. Very good, young lady. Okay, well, you know, it is slightly more complex than just sex. But sex is a major ingredient. Bonobo girls strengthen their friendships and address their conflicts, because they do have conflicts, by performing what primatologists call genital rubbing. Yes, GG rubbing is the shorthand, although I prefer the name used by the Bugandu people of the rainforest, which is Hoka Hoka. Sounds kind of like a bonobo tango, right? Mm-hmm. Except instead of slow cheek to cheek, it's like this fast vulva to vulva action. Kind of like they're swishing their big vulvas and protruding clitorises right up against each other until they just often have an orgasm or a gale of giggles, or they just look like they're riding an amusement park. They're having so much fun holding each other, and wow. It's beautiful. Although sometimes it's just kind of a quick swish. It's kind of another dance metaphor might be a crotch-to-crotch twerking duet. Yeah. Bonobo gals, twerk for peace. Hoka Hoka. Lubricates life in Bonoboville in more ways than one. It is a social lubricant as well as physical. Shaping politics along with the orgasms. So it can also be a warm-up for male-female sex, you know. In fact, this is another reason why bonobo gals are so sexually assertive, because they're constantly diddling each other. Gets them in the mood. But, you know, these hot bi girls of the great ape world are not just gay for pay. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, they are not. Because girl-girl sex is just as passionate and important as boy-girl sex in Bonoboville. So is food. Bonobos love to combine food and sex, eating while eating. Though it would probably give us indigestion to do that. But, you know, there's a sort of a way that they deal with the sex, which is the gals get first dibs on the food, even if the guys find it. That's right. Good deal, huh? Yeah. And then they can barter extra edibles for sexual favors from fellow females or lucky males. Basically, they are paying for the kind of sex they want with the partners of their choice. Like, how about a mango for a muff dive, you big ape? Or how about this banana for your banana? Or whatever the transaction, you know. so if you think that no self-respecting female would ever pay for sex, take a look at the bonobos. Bonobo gals pick up the check. Yeah, because they got the cash. That's why. Whoever's got the cash tends to pick up the check. Or the bananas, you know. Whatever, the mangoes enhance their femdom status. Which brings us back to BDSM. Woo! Bonobo style. Does it seem odd that we're comparing these cane-wielding femdoms with the peace-loving bonobos? Well, sort of like on the surface, they seem to go together like a butt plug in a ball gag drawer. But think about it. Both BDSM and the bonobo way involve transforming violent, potentially destructive urges into consensual, non-lethal, erotic activity. So, I call it a kind of discipline and a kind of play, a kind of playful discipline. I mean, after all, they don't kill each other. Now, that's discipline. Especially since bonobos are not angels. They're animals like us, you know? And like us, they sometimes fight. They sometimes punish and restrain. And some of it is very serious business. And some of it is play. Bonobos love to play, like we do. Although here in Humanville, play has gotten kind of a bad rap, right? From our puritanical, work-focused culture, play is considered frivolous and besides the point. For bonobos, play is the point. Yeah. It's another basic value, I think, that bonobos share with DomCon, an understanding of the vital importance of play, whether role play or roughhousing, play. Now, primatologist Isabel Benck shows bonobos playing in what she calls a trust game, where a female bonobo holds a male bonobo's testicles. Okay, yeah. Kind of like a femdom clutching her slave's helpless but happy package. As both of them kind of move around in a circle, in several circles, always, of course, directed by the female because she's hanging on to the family jewels. And, yeah, as Dr. Benke says, this bonobo has literally got her man by the balls. But there's an important point here. Trust requires vulnerability. Now, the male needs to trust the female, of course, because she could rip them off. But she doesn't. In turn, she trusts the male when that vulnerability, her vulnerability, will be offered back, as it will if he plays the game, as he will, because he wants to get laid. So, like human BDSM players, bonobo play shows that consensual pain and pleasure can be next-door neighbors. Mm-hmm. They just have to be disciplined, right? Which isn't easy. But bonobos do it pretty well. Of course, common chimps also discipline their violent impulses. But their form of discipline is enforced through the constant fear of being killed or beaten really, really badly by bigger, stronger males with fangs. And bonobo discipline involves being schooled in a more playful, sensuous fashion, most often under the gentle but firm guidance of those femdom MILFs. Kind of like Mistress Ellen with her ponies, in a way. Go, Mistress Ellen. Yes. Now, whether you believe in a femdom society for ideological or fetishistic or just plain old prurient reasons, the amazing femdoms of Bonoboville represent a new great ape paradigm for humanity. It's the gentle but firm overthrow of the killer ape. Ever heard that paradigm? The killer ape? I grew up with it. For decades, college anthropology professors, Hollywood filmmakers, and war lobbyists have used it to explain and dramatize and finance such violence-propagating power structures as the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, abusive police, restrictive religion, anti-sex and anti-female legislation, and the abuse of sex workers, and all kinds of lethal assholicness. This killer ape paradigm is based on common chimps who can be killers, and the even more vicious savanna baboons who aren't even apes. That's right, they're monkeys. They have tails. It darkly suggests that all great apes are natural-born killers. And this is the way we human apes must also be, that the urge to murder is in our nature, that bowing to male brute force is natural and sensible, while surrendering to female power is somehow a little odd. Embarrassing, humiliating, and in a way, unnatural. Or is it? What about the bonobo, the last ape? While common chimpanzees were first talked about back in 1738, bonobos weren't discovered until the 1930s, actually 1930. And for decades after that, they were barely mentioned, let alone studied in the hallowed halls of academia, because they are just so damn sexual. And, yeah, can I hear an amen? Can I hear an A, women? And, yeah, they look like us. That's the other thing. I mean, dolphins might be very sexual, but bonobos look like us and probably closely resemble the heads of several college anthropology departments, which could be embarrassing when you're up for tenure. So it's only in the last couple of decades that bonobo studies have kind of come out of the closet, so to speak. And coupled with geneticists giving us the good news that bonobos are just as close to us as common chimps, maybe closer. Even Anderson Cooper, by the way, learned this at Lolita Bonobo. And it presents us with this new great ape paradigm that is remarkably female dominant and sex positive and, though not completely nonviolent, stops short of murder and war. So far, actually. Like I said, hopefully we won't change them before they change us. Can the bonobo way save us from toxic anti-sex male dominant destruction? I don't know. But it's worth a try. One spanking at a time. Yes, which makes it a lot of fun trying. And yes, we're going to have book spanking soon. So get your butt ready. Does spanking release your inner bonobo? Maybe for you. It's wearing latex. Or bondage, or role-playing your fantasies. Maybe it's joining a slut walk, or doing volunteer work, or helping your sisters who are not blood sisters. Maybe it's a kiss. Bonobos love to kiss. Or a hug. Bonobos love to hug. Or a caning. Well, you know, they do things with twigs and stuff. Or a slap and a tickle. Bonobos love to tickle. How do you, bonobo? Maybe you enjoy releasing a different kind of inner animal. Who went to the pet or the pony shows today? Woo! See, many, many subbies identify as ponies or dogs or kitties or piggies or other non-human animals. And femdoms might be owners or other animals like releasing their inner tigress or their inner jaguar. And it's all good. It's all beautiful to connect with any non-human animal within you as well as outside of you. But how about releasing your close to human, peace through pleasure, femdom inner bonobo, or your sensitive male inner bonobo? There are many ways to do it, and to help your lovers and your clients, some of you might have clients, you might want to help to release your inner bonobo or their inner bonobos. And, you can actually, you don't have to dress exactly like a bonobo because, although I did it once, furry style. You can do that. But, you know, if latex releases your inner bonobo or leather or lace, I mean, there are so many outfits and accessories here at DomCon to help us. And by the way, my lovely latex dress is created by Abigail Gray-Donis. Thank you very much, Abigail Gray-Donis. And wearing these gauntlets given to me by Goddess Soma Snake Oil. And shoes from Amazon. Anyway, yes, there's lots of shopping therapy out there. And by the way, my opening night dress was by latex designer Renee Masumian. And yes, the Bonobo Way here has a handy-dandy 12-step program to guide your journey. A very different type of 12-step program, kind of the anti-program that deprograms you from these other oppressive, repressive programs, with 12 steps to freeing your inner bonobo, your inner animal, your inner femdom, your inner slut. Yes. And I don't have time to get into all 12 steps. For that, you need to get the book. But I do just want to mention step 12 very quickly. Save the bonobos. Save ourselves. The most urgent question for all of us, even the femdoms, is ecological. And it's horribly ironic, but these highly endangered, peace through pleasure great apes who don't kill each other are being killed by humans, human hunters who kill them as bushmeat. It's a form of genocide, I think, or cannibalism. These creatures are so close to us and so rare, and their extinction is entirely preventable. It's not like global warming that nobody can understand. These are just humans killing bonobos, and we can stop them. And actually, amazingly, we are stopping them, thanks to groups like Lola Ya Bonobo and the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, whom we support and whom you support if you buy the Bonobo Way or become a member of Bonoboville. Because bonobos have so much to teach us about sex and love and BDSM. But only if we keep them around. And if we do save them, they will reciprocate. They are the queens and the kings of reciprocity. And they will help us save ourselves from our many human-made ecological disasters. So I ask you to release your inner bonobo in whatever way you can. And call upon your friends and your lovers and your neighbors to be more bonobo, which includes saving the real bonobos from extinction. It's a cause that is both right and sexy. After all, bonobos are the most femdom apes on Earth. Yes, brothers and sisters, it is also a book. And at universities, I just do book signings, but this is Dom Con, baby. So we also do book spankings. Books actually make very good spanking paddles. So read the bonobo way or get spanked by it. Be well read or get well read. Right. Or both. But before we start spanking and signing, I just want to say thank you to my fellow bonobovillians out here. And a big adoring thank you to the fabulous femdoms of DomCon. And a very humble thank you to my fantastic audience. Thank you very much. Okay, spanking time. All right, you gonna get spanked? Who wants to get spanked? All right.
I do.
Yeah, that's right. A little enthusiasm, please. Okay, so let's move this. Well, I think what we should do. You have underwear on. That's good. We're at the Hilton Hotel after all. Let's see your underwear. Very nice. Okay, would you model that, please? Yeah, very nice. All right, this is Dayton Rains Bonobo, who's got some very nice underwear on. And I guess I should have a chair up here or something. Someone can maybe pull me up. Oh, okay, yeah. Pull up your own stool. That's a good girl. Pull up your own spanking stool. And the mistress will take her seat. And well, of course, it's an OTK spanking called over the knee. Ah! And now we gently but firmly lift up the skirt. And yes, there are those delectable buns. And whack! And whack, whack, whack. Right. And you should scream like it hurts.
Ow, 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 you're eating me! Stop eating me!
Ah, I think you must deserve it.
Quit eating me.
Yeah.
Me.
All
right.
All right. Let's give a big hand to Dayton Rains Bonobo. All right, and more spankings. And now let's take this menagerie up to the roof. Woo! Yes.
Oh, thank you. Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.